Eli and Oscar, with his dog Bjorn trotting alongside him, makes his way through the woods in search of a good patch of ramps, also referred to as wild leeks.
Botanically, I tend to say wild leek, and if I'm talking in the kitchen, I say ramp.
In this particular section of Langlade County Forest, most of the trees around us are varying shades of browns and grays, with little to no buds yet. It makes the bright burst of green on the forest floor stand out even more. It's not just the ramps, though they are the most prominent with their broad, lanced-shaped leaves sticking up.
Yeah, if you look in the forest understory here, we've got a lot of the other classic kind of spring ephemeral associates coming up.
Spring beauty, trout lily, and trilliums are all making their way up through the leaf litter. All these plants thrive in the spring before the trees leaf out and block their sunshine.
These always feel like magical, like fairy woodlands to me, like towards sundown evening, and you hear like the frogs calling and some of our first like migrating birds, and it just feels like the world is waking up in the ramp patch.
For these couple of weeks, foragers like Anasco will harvest ramps to cook with. The ones he's picking on this spring day will become pizza toppings alongside mushrooms harvested earlier. In the past, he's used ramps to make pesto, chimichurri, and his ultimate favorite, compound butter.
I'll do a dollop of that ramp compound butter on like a steak, and it is just like to die for good.
Wisconsin has two native leek species. They thrive in rich soils. If forest grows sugar maples, it's often a good spot for ramps. While they can be found throughout the state, finding places you can legally harvest them is a challenge. Foraging for ramps is often restricted to private land, as it's prohibited on state-owned lands in Wisconsin and many federal lands. Anasco has had better luck checking county ordinances. Just about every spring within the foraging community, the conversation pops up of what sustainable harvesting looks like. Ramps grow slowly, taking upwards of 7 years from seed to harvestable.
It is entirely possible to harvest ramps sustainably.
That's Samuel Thayer, a Wisconsin author who's been foraging his entire life. Experimenting on ramp patches over the years, Thayer has found leaving at least 5 larger bulbs in a clump about the size of your hand can be sustainable.
So in my ideal world, I would go back to a clump of ramp bulbs. I would pull out a clump of 30, and I'd probably leave 6 generally. Clump of 30, leave 6. And then 5 to 8 years later, I do it again.
The big caveat to that is the health and abundance of the ramps. If they're in a sea of only ramps between the trees, they're likely to continue doing just fine with some harvesting of the bulbs. If there's other plants they're competing for space with, Thayer says it can be easy to over-harvest them.
So if you harvest your clump of ramps and you harvest down to 6 bulbs, and there's all this Pennsylvania sedge around or trout lily around, it isn't going to come back as much or as fast.
Some foragers, like Anasco, only harvest leaves, plucking a couple from a patch and only one from a clump. For him, it's a mix of why. Anasco doesn't really care for the taste of bulbs as much as the leaf, and then he doesn't have to deal with cleaning the dirt off. More importantly, he wants to be a responsible public land user.
I think different rules apply if it's your own, if it's your own slice of heaven, you know, your own sugar bush or something. You know, you can determine what's sustainable there, but yeah, on public land, especially with increased interest in foraging, I try and have as light a touch as I can.
Harvesting ramps can be a bit trickier to navigate than other food people like to forage in Wisconsin. But for Anasco, putting in the extra work to find a good spot and harvest responsibly is worth it for that first taste of spring.
Eating ramps right now, it's so nice to eat something that's green and local this time of year. You know, all winter long, I feel like I've been eating, you know, dried things or heavy stews, and like, you know, to me it marks the start of spring and summer and, you know, a different culinary palate. Yeah, so like this is a good spot to start picking from.
For WXPR's We Live Up Here, I'm Katie Thorson in Langlade County.